Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Admor Yitzchak Menachem and Gittim O'Brien Deleia. Bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And to Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana, v'chol anovim alav. Bracha v'atzlacha. And obviously the Admor also v'chol anovim alav. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin Tishna Racha Leia, bracha v'atzlacha, hu v'chol anovim alav. We're learning a drasha of Rav Kook from the year Tav Reish Nun Ches, approximately 115 years ago. Published in the Sefer Oitzeres HaRaya, page 153, volume 2, from Moshe Tzuriel Shlita. So this is a drasha of Rav Kook that he gave on Shabbos Shuvah. The Navi says, Eyek etali Yisrael yifrach kashoshana v'yach sharosh av kilavonon. I will be as dew for the Jewish people. They will sprout as a rose, and they will take root like a cedar tree. We can understand this pasuk based on the mission at the end of Yuma. Rabbi Akiva says, "Fortunate are you, the Jewish people, in front of you, in lefnei mi atem etaru mi etar eschem avicham shebashamayim shenamar v'zerakti aleichem mayim tahor mitaharetem v'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem amikveh mitaharet etumeim afakadosh baruch hu mitaharet Yisrael." So Rabbi Akiva says, fortunate are you, the Jewish people, in front of you, in front of who are you becoming Torah, and who is Matar you? Your Father in heaven, as it says, I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, and you will become pure. And it also says that God is the mikvah of the Jewish people, just like the mikvah is Matar Tumeim, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matar the Jewish people. So we have to understand, first of all, the double lashon of this Mishnah, Lefnei mi atem Matarim, umi Matar Eschem. What's it coming to teach us? We also have to understand this drasha, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, means God is the hope of the Jewish people. And we darshan it that God is the mikveh of the Jewish people. So, that seems a little bit rachuk from the pshat. So we have to understand this drash better of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being our mikveh. So we can understand this based on what the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are all about. On one hand, these are days of rachamim, dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, gvaldik rachamim from Shemayim. On the other hand, these are also days of din, amelech hamishpat. So which one is it? Is it din or is it rachamim? And the answer is that, of course, they're both true. On one hand, it's days of rachamim, that God tries to find ways to have mercy on people. On the other hand, if we don't take advantage of these wonderful days, it brings upon us, chas v'shalom, strict judgment. It's like living amongst tzaddikim and not learning from their deeds. So a person's in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he has to take advantage as much as he can. If he doesn't, then he's in big trouble. So a person says, hey, I have a strong Yetzirah, that's why I sin. So I don't have a Hurei Tshuva. I go after my senses. I follow the Havolim of this world. But during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a Hurei Tshuva in the heart of a person, and a person has to actively remove them from his heart. So that's why these are days of great ratzon. But if he's not makabel or hurei tshuva, he's magbir the midas hadin, as it says in Mishlei, Yan karasi v'temeinu natisi yadi vein makshiv. I called out and you refused. I extended my hand and no one's listening. So these are days of mercy, but if we don't take advantage of the mercy, then it's midas hadin. I called out and you refused. I stretched out my arm and you didn't listen. We have to take advantage. And we can understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says it's Rav Chesed ve'emes, Yid Gimel Midos. The Gemara says it says Rav Chesed ve'emes, first emes and then Rav Chesed. It switches the order. The pasuk says Rav Chesed ve'emes, and then it says first emes and then Rav Chesed. Why did they switch? Why did the Medrash switch the order of the words from the pasuk? Pasuk is first Rav Chesed and then Emes, and it says first it's Emes and then Rav Chesed. And the answer is to tell us that they're both true. Come at the same time. Since Hashem is Rav Chesed, somebody who doesn't do tshuva, Hashem is misnaigi mo b'midas Emes. But by us, since we know that he's Emes, that there's midas adin, we're chozer b'tshuva, we're mischazik b'tshuva, and we find the Chesed. So we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us gevaldik hirhurei tshuva, but we have to take advantage of them and we have to expand them and we have to strengthen them. We have to make sure they take root and we have to make sure that they stay with us. So it's interesting that the lashon of mikaveh, of hope, is something that you prepared for. You don't just hope passively. It says vayikav lasos anovim. It says in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2. I hoped for grapes. It means that you actively prepared. You planted, you removed all the racks, etc. So if tshuva was mushba milamala b'chol pratel, then it would be bidei shamayim. But be'ikra, it's hisar is bidei shamayim. But then our job is to be mafriach the tshuva with our own bechira. And we become God's partner. He gives us their uhurim, and then we make something from it. It says in the pasuk, Ach mayan ubor mikve mayim. Ma mayin, Chazal say, bidei shamayim, af mikve bidei shamayim. Uma bor sheyesh bo tfisas yidei adam, af mikve sheyesh bo tfisas yidei adam. A mayan, a spring, is min hashamayim. A mikve is also min hashamayim. Just like a bor has tfisas yidei adam, a pit with water in it, there's people are involved. So to a mikveh has tfisas yidei adam. So a mikveh is both. It's both a mayon and a bor. It's both bidei shamayim and it's also bidei adam. A mikveh has to be connected to bidei shamayim waters, but there's also tfisas yidei adam. So it's both a mayon and a bor. It's both. It's a mikveh. It's both a mayon and a bor. It's both bidei shamayim and bidei adam. So to tshuva, it comes bidei shamayim, and then bidei adam. That's lashon mikvah. We prepare for it. We're making the sibos like a kav. Mikvah is lashon kav. This line that you're mechaber the tachlis to your ratzon through your actions. So you actively hope and do things in order to become pure. So it's both bidei shamayim, this mikvah, and bidei adam. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael. Lefnei mi atem etayrim. In front of who are you becoming tar? Bidei adam. Bidei adam. When you're mitayr yourself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's lefnei mi atem mitayrim. You're doing the job. So on one hand, we have to actively be involved in the tshuva, but eichid shtait umi mitayr eschem, who's mitayr you? That's referring to bidei shamayim. So we do part of it, and Hashem does part of it. Avichem sheba shamayim. Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim. I'm going to throw up, sprinkle upon you purifying waters, a little bit, a hero tshuva, utehartem, and then you're going to become pure through your ishtadlus. And then the Mishnah explains that it doesn't mean that you're become tar only through the zrika. The tara comes through your ishtadlus. Mikveh Yisrael doesn't say yichul. Liachel could also be referring to something that you didn't prepare for, but a mikveh is that you actually prepared for it. So the gather of tshuva is mamish like a mikvah. And ma mikvah mitar is hatumeim. Just like a mikvah is mitar, the impure, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitar, the Jewish people. That it's both bidei adam and bidei shamayim. Rabbi said, when you learn Rav Kook, the Torah begins to dance and sing. It's mamish ashira. This is your tzeit this past week. And mi tein lanu tmurasa. He died in the year 1935. And we've never had a substitute for him. But we can learn his Torah and we can try to connect his neshama. So now we learn the gather of tshuva, both bidei shamayim and bidei adam, and the mikvah bidei shamayim and bidei adam. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Eye ketali Yisrael. I will will be like dew for the Jewish people. Where does dew come from? Dew comes from Shemayim. Dew is a gift from Hashem. And this Tal doesn't have a definite form. And what we have to do is, that's their Hurei Tshuva. And we have to develop and expand these are Hurei Tshuva. V'hinei Hurei Tshuva b'chlal lo'olam moylu. Ki afilu tzadikim gemurim shaych etzlam inyan tshuva b'hiru. Amash ha'kitzru b'abas Hashem b'yirasam imenias. Ha'akar b'gdulasa yizbarach t'chila. Hurei Tshuva always helps, even tzadikim gemurim. Can have Hurei Tshuva that they didn't properly serve Hashem. But to actually build new ways is for somebody who perverted his ways and he has to fix them. But if a person goes in the straight path, then he doesn't need to build new paths. And therefore it says in the Gemara in Tainis, Knesses Yisrael Shalosh Shalek Ahoygen, we ask Vayavu Kegeshem Lanu. We ask it properly, we ask for rain. And rain is something that has more of a form. It comes down, these raindrops, which seemingly are falling on my head. And then it's Bona the Pri. So we wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all the binyan for us. Just like the Geshem that has everything it needs, everything the fruit needs to grow, the Geshem falls on the fruit, and Nisei Nisim, you have an apple tree. It falls on the in the ground, and you have an apple tree. So we wanted the binyan. And then what does the Gemara say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, no siri Jews, I'm going to give you Tau. You ask for something that sometimes is needed and sometimes not needed. I'm going to give you Tal that's always needed. Shenemar Eya Katali Yisrael. Why? Because the Tzadikim Gemurim don't need the rain. Or when our Maisim are Mitukanim. But Tal, or Hurei Tshuva, that everybody can have. Because that's something that everybody can develop. Tal symbolizes these thoughts that come into your mind, even on not serving Hashem as well as you could, and then you expand them and you develop them and you cultivate these thoughts. Whereas tshuva implies more of starting a new derech, changing your ways, and that isn't required for the tzaddikim gemurim, and when our ma'asim are mitukanim. So therefore it says, Tal, Hashem says, I'm going to give you something you always need. Everybody can use some Tal. Tal is something more of an abstract form that we develop. Alkain, Acharei She'eya Katali Yisrael Yifrachu Kashoshana Ke'inyin Yatsi Tzuparach Elu Tamid Chamim Osim Tzitzim Uprachim LaTorah. So after I'm going to be for you as Tal, it says in the Pasuk Yifrach Kashoshana, we're going to make Tzitzim Uprachim, we're going to make it into a beautiful fruit. And then Vayach Sharash of Kalavanon, it's going to take root like a cedar tree of Lebanon, that it's going to be Miskayim, because the more roots you have, then the more it exists, and all the winds in the world can't blow it away. As it says in Pirkei Avos, about a tree that has a lot of roots. Now we can understand the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mikve Yisrael Hashem, Kol Ozvecha Yevoshu, Vesurei Ba'aretz Yikatevu, Ki Azvu Mekor Mayim Chayim Et Hashem. O Hashem, hope of Israel, may all who forsake you be ashamed, may those who turn aside from my teachings be inscribed for burial in the earth, for they have forsaken Hashem, the source of living water. Perush Shashem is Baruch Mikve Yisrael Shemoshio Be'ez Shemachina Matzma Ide Kabbalasam Ezra Mikodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hope of the Jewish people. The Mikve, we said Milashon Kav, that we make this line, that our Ratzon should reach the Tachlis, and we do deeds to get what we want. So that's what it means, Hashem is our hope. Kol Ozvecha Yevoshu, all those who abandon you will be in shame. Because you arouse them that they themselves have to be mashlim themselves in order that it shouldn't be a bread of embarrassment. And those who abandon you will be embarrassed, because even if they have a schus with which allows them to be saved, nevertheless, since it's not through their ishtadlus, v'surei v'aretz yikasevu, even though in Shemayim there's no chiluk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on everybody, even on Rishayim, but ba'aretz yikasevu, that they're going to be buried in the land, buried in the earth. Why? Because they should know, ki azvu mekor mayim chayim es Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu aroused them in a Shemayim, Bechinas Mayon, Bechinas Makor, the spring, and they had to be Mitzarif, the boar, the Bidei Adam, and then together it will be a mikvah, Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam. And they didn't do that, and therefore oy v'avoy, and that's going to be the tremendous embarrassment. They're going to be inscribed in the land, they didn't do it right, they left Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Hurei Tshuva, we have to follow them. V'yesh lomer shehuru zeh gam ken mechulik lefi inyan hanefashos sheish nefashos shal rov tarasa mehiru abba milamalu kamachricham latshuva gedoyla v'chayshik nimratz v'achrei shem oisim es ma shem moitzim benafshim nezarim oiskim em betshuva al pisecho chofshi. There's some nefashos that they're so pure, the hero comes from above and it forces them to do tshuva gedoyla with tremendous chayshik, and then after they do their tshuva, what they're able to do, they're helped, and then they can be osek b'tshuva based on their seichel. They have something inside of them pushing them to do this strong tshuva, and then they use their seichel to expand their tshuva. And that's the inyan of the ribui taniyos of the tzaddikim, that they had this shefa kedusha and they didn't know what to do with it until they did all these taneisim. This is in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rabbi Elazar didn't have Yishev Adas till it was Mekabel Yisurim, because they have this great desire to do tshuva, and then they have to do something about it. So they fast, they have Yisurim. And now maybe we can understand the Medrash, Vayoshev Ruven El Abor Besako V'taniso Haya Asuk. Chazal tell us that when he went back to the pit, it was because he had been in mourning and fasting, and then he looked in the pit and to see if Yosef was there. What's this all about? So the sakotaniso is that he felt that he has to do tshuva. He felt very strongly something coming in a Shemayim, and it was above him, it was from Shemayim. And then he went to look at the boar. What does the boar represent? The boar represents Bidei Adam. Now he wanted to do the Seder HaTshuva Bidei Adam. And now we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Me'olam lo chata Adam lefanai v'asa tshuva. Nobody ever sinned before me and did tshuva. What do you mean? This type of tshuva that's above his argashas alev, ve'ata Ruven, you first did tshuva. In other words, he followed his heart, and then he looked for himself, al pi yisechel, what to do, the darkei tshuva. So he was posech b'tshuva, it came from Shemayim, and then he expanded it. And then, who is the Navi of tshuva? Hoshea, descended from Reuven. And that's what it says in Hosea. Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, etc. Kru imachem dvarim. In other words, it's not enough that you're makabel the shefer hurei tshuva milamala. Kru imachem dvarim. Take for yourself words. Do your own tshuva. Expand it. So we should all be zochem to Hashem to feel their hurei tshuva, to feel this dachaf min hashamayim, and then fulfill it, each one in their own way, each one according to their kochos haguf v'hanefesh. We should be zochem to do tshuva shleima, v'meher v'yameinu, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.